Scanty Frank Watanabe and the Honorable Archie. Accompanied by Watanabe, Hippowater, and Scudder, visited Mexico where they captured the bandit Martin. Archie planned this in order to clear the name of Martin's sister, Cleopatra, who is being held for complicity in a robbery committed by the man. In the preceding episode, Watanabe burst in with the startling news that Martin had escaped. Hippowater and Scudder rushed off to hide out in the Turkish bath, while the Honorable Archie took refuge in his club. Tonight, however, we find that Archie and Frank are back in the apartment. Listen.
You know, Frank, in spite of the reassurance of the police, I can't say that I feel really comfortable about being here.
Yes, Mom.
It's not nice, you know, to know that a desperate criminal is at large with apparently one object, that of getting me.
Yes, but he vowing that he will get Mr. Hippowater and Captain Scudder, so he's up for.
Well, that doesn't make me feel any better, being one of us tend to get marked out for destruction.
No, me too, please.
Of course, the police are very nice, and their argument was sound. They said that I must come back and live in the apartment here in order to draw the man to me.
Huh.
And then they could recapture him.
Uh-huh.
They say he knows where I live, you see? Really, that's setting a trap.
Yes, but it seems you are a very aristocratic hunk of bait, all right.
Yes, they're using me to catch a rat, Frank.
Oh, yes, and thus make you a piece of cheese.
Absolutely, I'm the cheese, all right.
Uh-huh, and when he's seen you, he are going to fill you full of holes.
Yeah, I'd be a sort of Swiss variety, wouldn't I?
Oh, yes, and that's very bad for an England gentleman like you, Anabaratius.
Yes, very bad.
Is that so?
Well, I think so. It strikes me that the police, you know, are a good deal more concerned about getting this man Martin than they are about my personal safety.
Oh, you don't believe it.
They say they're determined to effect the capture here, dead or alive. And I don't know which of us the dead or alive refers to.
Yes, Mom, but I'm having a hint that it are you, Anabaratius, so let us get him out of your apartment here while it are still too late.
Oh, I can't very well, Frank. You know, the police have guaranteed me that I'll be safe, and they've asked me to let them do all the worrying.
Oh.
Let them do all the worrying,
oh.
See? Find out this. I find I'm doing a little bit of worrying, too.
Yes, excuse, please, but suppose Mr. Martin arriving here and shooting you dead before then police cops can arriving here. Then who will get the worry, please?
Yeah, that's the point I'm trying to make. Of course, after all, I've no real fear of this man, Frank.
I don't know, please.
Well, you do know, please. I mean, from past experience, you know very well that I'm completely fearless.
Uh-huh.
Don't you remember that story I told you of my iron nerve when I was in Africa?
Oh, which one, please?
Well, I don't know which one. I mean, there were so many.
Yes, but please don't tell me about the time when you making those five fierce lions running like sun a gun, when you chasing same with a stick, and you choking them five lions dead with your nude fist. Don't tell me that one, please.
Well, that was the very story I was going to mention.
Yes, but I don't believe it, Anabaracha.
Of course you don't believe it. I mean, nobody would. You've got the story all wrong. Choking five lions with my naked hands. There were only four.
Oh, then that's all right. Uh-huh.
Yes, quite, of course.
Uh-huh.
Be a little careful of saying you don't believe things in future, Frank, will you?
Yes, Mom, thank you. I thought it was five lions on, but I just...
It was four.
Right.
It isn't very likely, under those circumstances, that I should be frightened by a mere man, this Martin, is it?
Oh, yes, please.
Yes.
What
the dickens is that thing buzzing in my room?
That's just the door buzzer, Tiny, but I...
Well, don't touch it. It may be poisoned. Hang it. Go and answer it. No, don't answer it.
Or so, maybe it has a gunster, Mr. Martin.
Frank, listen, I'll go through the kitchen and stand by the back door, you see, because if it is Martin, it'll give him a sporting chance before I rush at him, disarm him, and push his gun down his throat.
Oh, yes. All right, please. I think I'm going to lock myself in the clothes closet and giving him a sporting chance also. No use two of us jamming a gun down his throat, please.
No, of course not. That's right.
All right.
Who is it, Frank?
Oh, heaven's sake, it. I had a kaya.
Oh, Baba, let the silly ass in. Wait a minute. Is anybody with him? Huh?
Oh, I see. So.
Yeah? Have a kaya? Anybody alongside you, please?
Hello,
Hezekiah. Aren't you getting home a little late?
Yeah, but this is my night off, and so I thought I could stay out without doing no harm. It ain't 11 o'clock, my God.
Oh, I don't cry. Go to bed.
Yes, I will do that, sir. I'm glad to go to bed. My feet is barking something awful. I've been dancing my head off all night, my God. You see, I was down...
All right, go to bed, you slow-motion jitterbug, you.
Yes, I reckon that's what I is. Good night, Hezekiah. Good night,
Watson. Oh, good night, good night.
Good night, Hezekiah, servant number two, dear. Good night, number two.
Oh, never mind. I wonder what's happened to Mr. Hipwater and Mr. Scudder, Frank. You know, I never saw two men so frightened in my life as they were yesterday.
Yes, ma'am, please.
They lost their heads completely, you know. It's mob psychology, that's what it is, Frank.
Uh-huh.
And I call it panic, too.
Oh, is that all?
Stampeded out of here, rushed to spend the night in Turkish bars, afraid even to go home.
Yes, but they not having experience with five lions in Africa like you do, Anubarakis.
Four lions, Frank.
Oh, thank you, four lions. But also, you rushing out of here also writes the psychology of a mop, and you off your skull also, you stamping out of here and spending last night at your gentleman's club also, please.
In my case, it was quite different, Frank. Yesterday was such an awfully hot day that I had already planned on spending last night at my club, you see. Didn't I tell you before lunch?
No, please. Now you telling me you're going to spending a very, very quiet of the evening at home alongside Mr. Hipperwater and Captain Scudder. That's what you say, all right.
Oh, you know, Frank, you are not only nearsighted, but your hearing isn't what it was, and you don't remember anything.
I don't know, please.
And don't continually shelter behind I don't know, please.
All right, we just let I don't know pass by.
As far as the conduct of Mr. Hipwater and Mr. Scudder is concerned, they were evidently so scared and frightened at Martin's threat that in all probability they're hanging there, that they're still at the Turkish bar.
Oh, you betcha.
Just a couple of cowards startled at the sound of their own voices.
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, go back to I don't know, please, for goodness sake.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, what the dickens is that?
Oh, sure, just the jingling of the jingle.
My nerves. You better answer. Go on, answer.
Yes, please. All right. So, just 1 second, sir. Hello, please. This is the Honorable Chisabelli apartment, please.
Arthur,
Captain Rand. Who's it here, please?
Captain Scudder.
No, please, dear Mrs. Marlam. Captain Scudder not here, please.
Who is it, Frank?
To hanging yourself on the hook, please, Mrs. Marlam.
What?
I say to hanging yourself on the hook, please.
Thank
you. You're welcome. Anubar Archis, if there are a woman who is in the telephone and she asking if Captain Scudder are here.
Well, tell her no, and we don't know where he is. Who is she?
Just 1 second. Hello, please, Mrs. Madam, dear sir.
Hello.
Well, Captain Scudder not here, please, and Anubar Archis, he not knowing how or who you is it, please.
I'm the phone.
Oh, so, to hold the wires once more, please. Anubar Archis, it's our Mrs. Flanagan, and she running boarding house where at the Captain Scudder are living at, and Captain Scudder not home for 2 nights, and she like to know why, please.
No, tell her at the Turkish bar.
All right. Hello, please. Oh, Captain Scudder are taking a bath with the Turks, you know.
Oh,
no good. Don't call. Can I say goodbye, please? Heaven's sake.
What is it?
Mrs. Flanagan, she say, as Mr. Chisabelli's doing, because Captain Scudder not coming home for 2 nights, and she say you leaving Captain Scudder astray, and she say you making Captain Scudder having very wild oats, and she say you are a skunk.
She says I'm a skunk?
Yes, Mom.
Well, I think that's going a little too far. blaming me for leading Scudder astray.
Yes, ma'am.
Though I could, I mean.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so they're screeching the telephone.
Oh, wait,
all right, well, let me take this one, will you?
All right. Just 1 second, Anna Baratin, please. Here, Anna Baratin.
Thank you,
take...
thank you, yes.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Who is that? Oh, Mrs. Hipwater. Yes, this is Archie. I don't know where your husband is. He's not here.
Well,
he did have dinner with me, but he rushed away to the Turkish baths. My dear Mrs. Hipwater, don't talk so loud. Wait just a second. Let me have a few words of my own, will you? My dear madam.
Good idea, you hang up on him, but I...
Raise your phone.
I'm phone and she says...
Liar.
Oh, heaven's sake.
I've never heard a woman talk so fast in all my life, Frank.
What does she said, please?
I don't know. I think she was calling me names and accusing me of leading her husband astray.
Uh-huh. It seems you are a wild husband, wild altar.
Frank, my nerves are so shot to pieces. For goodness sake, let me go to bed.
But I'm not stopping you, Aunt Baratta.
I'm nervous and I'm unstrung. I think we ought to establish a system of watches in this living room here for safety.
Uh-huh.
Now, you take the first 4 hours in case anybody tries to break in, will you?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm not supposed to sleep till 4 hours, correct? Is that all?
Yeah, that's right. And then you wake me and I'll carry on till 8, you see?
A.M.?
Yes, then I'll call you and you can get breakfast and I'll go back to bed for the rest of the day.
Oh, so, heaven's sake. All right, sir. Yes.
Good night, Frank. And don't forget, if you hear anything unusual, you'll call me at once, will you?
Yes, ma'am, I do, all right. Good night, please, Aunt Baratti, brave gentleman.
Good night. Who is that?
What? It's not me, Honorable Frank Watanabe, please.
All right, well, come in.
Yes, ma'am.
Also, Honorable Archer, I can hear a noise, just like a fellow trying to burst in, you know.
What's the time, Frank?
It's 3 a.m. in the morning, Pacific Standing Time, you know.
That's just about the time people do break in, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Now, just to listen, please.
Well, I can't hear anything.
Oh, can you not hear the insects playing cricket?
Cricket? No, no, can you?
No. I suppose they went home.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. I do hear something. It's coming from the kitchen. It's somebody working with a drill, Frank.
No, please. Sounding just like knife and fork on a plate, please.
Rubbish. It's definitely a small diamond drilling tool cutting through glass. There. You hear that? There goes the piece of glass he cut out of the kitchen window. Now he'll reach his hand through and open the catch.
What?
There goes. That's just what I said, Frank. There goes the window opening. Now, Frank, you better rush at him while he's got 1 foot over the windowsill, will you?
Me too did it, please.
Yes. Oh, all right. If you're so particular, we'll go together.
All
come on.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Four, go and get
up. Hands up, whoever you are. Hands up,
I say. Mr. Archer,
sir. Oh, my head. It's Hezekiah. Switch the light on, somebody.
Yes, ma'am.
What the dickens are you doing in the kitchen, Hezekiah?
Well, Miss Archer, you see, whenever I can't sleep, I gotta get up and get something to eat, Miss Archer. So I get up on a bed and prepare my snapsack.
Well, why didn't you switch the light on, creeping about in the dark?
Because I did not want to wake up Watanabe Boy. He was sleeping so peaceful on the Chesterfield, Miss Archer.
What are you really?
Charles.
The very fine sentry you are, Frank, aren't you?
Oh, thank you.
You know, in the army, you'd be shot at sunrise for this.
Is that so?
Yes, too early, Honorable Archer. Well, stand out of my way while I kick Hezekiah in a nightgown.
Now the makers of Graco shirts and Endlock ties have developed from their 35 years experience in the neckwear business the very latest in a tie rack. This rack is made of metal and can be fastened to any closet door or piece of furniture. It is easy to obtain one. Merely purchase a Graco Endlock tie, remove the paper band, and send it together with 10 cents to Graco, care of this station. And one of these handsome racks will be sent to you immediately. Remember, Graco spell G-R-A-Y-C-O, care of this station.